Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 11th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 12 cents, closing at 427 and three quarters. July beans up three quarters of a cent, closing at 859 and a quarter. And July wheat up 10 and a half cents, closing at 518. The reports came out here today. Corn, very bullish, a surprise from the government. They cut the acres by about 3 million. They cut the yields by 10 bushels an acre, giving us a carryout of 1.675 billion bushels. That's down from almost 2.5 last month. So close, a 900 million bushel reduction there. That sent the corn straight up. We really never gave back too much of it. We're closing back over all the moving averages again, back over the 10-day. I think this was the second or third highest close we've had in the corn on this move. And no reason to think that we can't move higher off of this report. I don't think it's going to get better as time goes on. I think it's going to get worse. Now, the beans closed up three quarters of a cent, somewhat of a moral victory there. The bean carryout at $1.045 billion. They raised it 75 million bushels out here. It's a big number. They did not change the yield or the acres. I think the reason the market rallied, partially because of the strength in corn, and partially because nobody believes we're going to get that 35 million beans, acres of beans planted here in the next week or two. So, you know, they're going to get some work done today, tomorrow. There's some windows, but then we get more rains. I think some of this stuff could get washed out again. And I cannot believe yields will be anywhere near trend line yield. So can we start knocking off some of that billion point 45 carryout? I think we can. But even if we cut it in two, we still have an awful lot of beans out there. The president, we made some negative comments about China, saying he's going to put the tariffs on. If President Xi doesn't meet with him, I don't know if he's going to meet or not, but you know, it's more threats, and the market certainly doesn't like that. So I think, again, it's a moral victory that we closed higher here today. I think moving forward, the pros are probably look to buy some breaks in this market. Again, I don't think anybody's going to believe the report. It's just too early to have any kind of idea. But I think from here on in, we could see some bullish numbers in the next July report. Plus the final acreage number on the 30th. Can you plant 35 million bushels of beans, 35 million acres of beans in the next 2 weeks? I suppose you can if the weather is good, but I don't see the weather being all that great. It's cold, it's wet, so I think ultimately we can see some higher prices in the bean market as well. The wheat was up a dime. They cut the carryouts by about 70 million bushels, so that was a little bit of a help. They did get some rains in Australia. That was a little bit negative. It's still dry in Russia, though. The dollar, we need to see more weakness. A close under 95 in the SEP dollar, I think, would be bearish out here. We're only about 15 ticks away from that. So hopefully we can see that and open the door for more selling in the dollar. So basically a friendly report on the wheat and the corn. Not so much on the beans, but nobody believes it. So we'll see if we can't move higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.